Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, increasing clouds, small chance for maybe a stray shower, and a high maybe around 76 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 63, Burlington 60, in Milwaukee 61, it is 60 in Racine. In Racine County, the operator of a pickup truck suffering minor injuries early this morning. The vehicle strikes and snaps a power pole around the 3300 block of Cedar Drive. A sheriff's deputy happened to be nearby, got there within a few minutes, confirmed live power lines down on the truck and with a tree that started on fire as well. The 911 dispatch center was talking to the driver at the time. He had some minor injuries, told him to stay inside the vehicle until the power was deemed off. Late Monday morning, an SUV went through the decorative fencing of Racine's historic Mound Cemetery and overturned inside the complex. The driver suffering minor injuries, the rescue squad going into the All Saints Hospital emergency room as the ceremony at Graceland Cemetery was taking place for Memorial Day. It seemed like an almost nonstop weekend for Southeast Wisconsin law enforcement and fire rescue services, given the number of calls for service they handled, including a few that turned tragic, like a double fatal accident to start the weekend in Racine County. At Highway C and 59th Drive, it's now the village of Yorkville, a couple in their 60s were killed. Early Sunday morning, a young woman pronounced dead inside a car that struck a closed South Shore fire station in Lake Park. Police said it was a high rate of speed. Male driver airlifted to a hospital. He died of his injuries on Monday. Monday morning in Kenosha, a young woman's body spotted in the Pike Creek north of Pennoyer Park. Her age listed as between 25 and 30 by the police department, a backpack reportedly found nearby. The Carthage College graduation ceremony included the remembrance of student Cortland Cornelius, his death coming while swimming with his girlfriend on Whitewater Lake in Walworth County. Cornelius, part of the Carthage track team's 400-meter relay squad that set a school record back on May the 4th. Those who died in service to their country were remembered at War Memorial at Racine's Graceland Cemetery, the annual Memorial Day ceremony. Sister Linda Sarge McLennan with the Racine Dominicans, a veteran of Vietnam, called it solemn and patriotic, observing these situations all across the country and around the world, remembering those who lost their lives.
The circumstances of their death do not really matter, whether it came during wartime, peacetime, overseas, or at home long after their service ended. But they who have worn an American uniform did so with dedication, honor, service, and courage, and they have earned our respect. We who have served in the military, we know upon whose shoulders we stand. We know that the men and women who have served this nation since 1776 have led the way for all of us who have followed.
Mayor Corey Mason saying it was important to remember those who gave their lives to this country.
And as time goes on and more of Memorial Day gets confused for a furniture sale or a picnic or some other consumer-related event, I think it's so important today that we gather here after the parade and honor those men and women who've given their lives to our country so that we can enjoy the security of the blessings of our liberty.
Other Memorial Day ceremonies held across the area, including one at Westlawn Cemetery. Well, the Racine Unified School District budget can be adjusted at any point along the way during a fiscal year by the Board of Education based on financing and the staff the numbers provide regarding the previous board action. Chief Financial Officer Mark Duff updating the board recently with some of the changes that had taken place since their work session had occurred a couple of weeks earlier. This is regarding the ongoing 2017-18 budget. He said there had been a couple of adjustments that they had to deal with.
Higher calculated savings, and by not that too much, about $4.8 million in adjustments and savings. But there's also some slightly higher expenses as well.
Meanwhile, Duff indicated the good news is about $2.2 million in that savings compared to the budget. The adjustment package was supported by the board as it was presented. Overall estimated savings and additional revenues about $4.8 million. Spring graduation now in the rearview mirror for UW Parkside. The school and its leadership starting to focus in on a marketing of a campaign for a major milestone that's going to be coming up in the very near future. Chancellor Debbie Ford talking to our friends at Gateway Public Radio, our partners, about a new webpage that's focused in on anniversary events and themes, and which allows students, alumni, staff, and members of the general public to chime in on what Parkside has meant to them. It's going to be coming up on 50 years.
How has Parkside influenced and impacted your life? Be it a student, a graduate, a friend, a faculty member, a community member. And we're collecting those stories.
Dr. Ford indicating it's going to be a year-long celebration that'll include a gala that'll be taking place on October the 12th, the anniversary with a theme, Bold Beginning, Future Focus. Season passes for the two public swimming pools in Kenosha. You can get them as of today. The passes can be purchased from 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday, at the Kenosha Public Works Department at City Hall. A discount if the passes are purchased before the pool season begins on June the 16th. The regular hours for Kenosha pools at Washington and Anderson Parks, 10 in the morning till 5:45 on Tuesdays through Sundays. The pools will be closed on the 4th of July. Well, biking to work, a lot of people might think they'd like to do it, others think they can do it, and some do it. Riding a bike to work can have a chance to win prizes with Kenosha County's official Bike to Work Weeks. Yes, weeks. They're just around the corner, starting up next week. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
This year's Bike to Work Weeks run from June 2nd through the 16th. Kenosha County residents are being urged to leave their gas guzzler at home and two-wheel it. County Executive Jim Cruiser says it's a way to promote healthy transportation alternatives, raise awareness about bicycle safety, and to encourage people to explore Kenosha County on their bicycles. Residents can submit an entry online for each day they bike to work for a chance to win prizes donated by area businesses at kenoshacounty.org/bikecontest. Bike to Work Weeks is supported by both the City and County of Kenosha, the Kenosha Bicycle Ambassadors, and the Kenosha County Multi-Use Trail Committee. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And with summer just around the corner and families planning out their vacations, the personal finance website Wallet Hub has got a report out on the most fun states in America, looking at 26 key metrics ranging from the cost of movies to accessibility of parks, the rankings of one being the best and 25 on average. Wisconsin showing up per capita, number 17 in restaurants, 19th for movie theaters, 4th for golf courses and country clubs, 25th for amusement parks, 14th for performing arts and theaters, 16th for the number of fitness centers in the state, 13th for casinos, that's per capita, and 13th for the variety of arts, entertainment, and recreational venues. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are in there in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.